जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा। जयम विष्णु पाद परम हंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदांत गिरे सीसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जयम विष्णु पाद परम हंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। वृंदावन धाम की। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की। यमुना मैया गंगा मैया की। वृंदे देवी तुलसी महारानी की। कलयुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। निताई गौर प्रेमानंद। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतस्सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोकैर्भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 9 एंटाइटल्ड ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न्स होम। Text 27. Sopi Sankalpajam Vishnu Padasevo Pasaditam Prapya Sankalpa Nirvanam Nati Prito Bhayagatpuram. Sopi Sankalpajam Vishnu पादसेवोपसादितं प्राप्य संकल्प विद प्रसंकल्प निर्वाणं नाति प्रीतो भग भयागत भयागत पुराम। सोपि संकल्पजं विष्णु पादसेवोपसादितं प्राप्य संकल्प निर्वाणम् नाति प्रीतो भयागात पुरम्। सोपि संकल्पजं विष्णु पादसेवोपसादितम् नाति प्रीतो अभ्यगात् पुरम्। सोपि संकल्पजं विष्णु पादसेवोपसादितम् प्राप्य संकल्प निर्वाणम् नाति प्रीतोऽभ्यगात्पुरम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्ट पर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। डिस्पाइट हैविंग अचीव्ड द डिजायर्ड रिजल्ट ऑफ हिज डिटर्मिनेशन बाय वर्शिपिंग द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड, ध्रुव महाराज वॉज नॉट वेरी प्लीज्ड, दस ही रिटर्न्ड टू हिज होम। पर्ट पर्ट By worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service, as instructed by Narad Muni, Dhruv Maharaj achieved the desired result. His desire was to get a very exalted position, excelling that of his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. And although it was a somewhat childish determination, because Dhruv Maharaj was nothing but a small child, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is so kind and merciful that he fulfilled Dhruva's desire. Dhruv Maharaj wanted a residence more exalted than any ever occupied by anyone else in his family. Therefore, he was offered the planet in which the Lord personally resides, and his determination was completely satisfied. Still, when Dhruv Maharaj returned home, he was not very much pleased. For, although in pure devotional service there is no demand from the Lord, because of his childish nature, he had demanded something. Thus, although the Lord also fulfilled his desire, he was not very pleased. Rather, he was ashamed that he had demanded something from the Lord, for he should not have done this. Bhagavan ki chai. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganar Tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Pri Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayvacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Ananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, we welcome all of you to this morning's class. So, we are studying this beautiful narration of Dhruv Maharaj's story. Thank you. So far we have seen how Dhruv Maharaj इम्पेल्ड बाय चाइल्डिश एंगर, चाइल्डिश एंड क्षत्रिय एंगर एंड अ मूड ऑफ रिवेंज, ही हैज़ अंडरटेकन समथिंग विच इज़ वेरी हार्ड टू डू, गो अलोन इन द फॉरेस्ट, परफॉर्म ऑस्टेरिटीज. सो द एपिसोड सो फार हैज़ सीन हाउ नारद मुनि कम्स एंड एडवाइजेस ध्रुवा, हाउ ध्रुवा महाराज रिप्लाइज दैट योर एडवाइस डजेंट करेंटली मेक सेंस टू मी, सो प्लीज गिव मी एन ऑनेस्ट पाथ टू अचीव माई डिजायर्स. एंड देन ही गोज ऑन टू परफॉर्म वर्शिप एज इंस्ट्रक्टेड बाई हिज गुरु, एंड एज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ दैट ही गेट्स द पर्सनल दर्शन ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु, कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ, दैट टू विद इन अ पीरियड ऑफ जस्ट 6 months. सो इफ दिस इज सच अ ब्यूटिफुल सक्सेस स्टोरी, वाई आर वी सीइंग दिस ट्विस्ट इन द स्टोरी नाउ? द नेक्स्ट वर्स, विदुरा विल आस्क मैत्रेय मुनि, दिस इज सच अ ग्रेट अचीवमेंट टू सी द लॉर्ड फेस टू फेस एट द एज ऑफ 5, विद इन 6 months, गेटिंग अ परमानेंट प्लैनेट, एंजॉयमेंट रूलिंग द अर्थ फॉर प्रैक्टिकली 36,000 ईयर्स इज लाइक इटर्निटी. देन वाई इज ध्रुव महाराज फीलिंग रिग्रेटफुल एंड डिसप्लीज्ड? सो दिस इज अ टर्निंग पॉइंट इन द एपिसोड, बिकॉज इट्स अ कॉमन स्टोरी इज द रैग्स टू रिचेस स्टोरी, एंड या समबडी वेंट आउट, द प्रोटैगनिस्ट वॉन्टेड टू सीक रिवेंज एंड ही परफॉर्म्ड ऑस्टेरिटीज, डिफिकल्टीज फॉर हिज, फॉर एनीथिंग, फॉर प्लीजिंग, फॉर रिवेंज, फॉर लव, समथिंग. एंड देन आफ्टर ऑल द ट्रिबुलेशंस ही इज अवॉर्डेड विद द रिजल्ट, एंड देन इट्स अ हैप्पी एंडिंग. बट भागवतम टेक्स अस टू मोर डीपर लेवल्स ऑफ रियलाइजेशन, दैट वॉट शुड वी लर्न फ्रॉम दिस, एंड एज साधकास वॉट आर द लेसन्स फॉर अस टू इम्बाइब फ्रॉम दिस. So a few things we'll discuss from this episode. So we see the whole seed of this pastime was the favoritism of King Uttanapada. The favoritism of Uttanapada led to the revengeful attitude of Dhruva Maharaj. This is so typical of most royal families, because you know, once you have everything to take care of, your basic necessities, your basic needs, security, social esteem is taken care of, then what else do you have to fight about? Status. So Suruchi's, of course, harsh words and pride and envy were there, but they could also be seen as a secondary element to the main plot. It was born because as much as Dhruva Maharaj was hurt by Suruchi's speech, he was more hurt by his father Uttanapada's silence. So, what is more hurtful can sometimes not be heard. So, under the influence of anger and attitude of revenge, Dhruva Maharaj did not pay heed to Narad Muni's instructions. So, it was weep. Praise Dhruva Maharaj for his determination, for his sincerity. But the cardinal principles of bhakti will always be there. If we don't follow the advice of our guru, we have to face consequences. Of course, he is a Mahabhagavat and he achieved the darshan of the Lord, but it came with certain consequences. This is what we should understand. The cardinal principles of bhakti, as we were taught in our training, they are like invisible wires. If we cross them, there will be blood. Not in so harsh terms, but just to make a point. Very interesting point here is, it was not just a regular prince who was trying to seek revenge. Dhruva Maharaj was special. Jiva Goswami says this, that in the previous life he was a devotee. So Narad Muni was actually, Narad Muni did not randomly come to Dhruva Maharaj. Narad Muni approached Dhruva Maharaj under the direction of the Supreme Lord himself. It's very important to understand this plot so that we realize what the Lord already had in plan for him. So it was the Lord's direction that Narad Muni approaches Dhruva Maharaj, initiates him, and then we get to see Dhruva Maharaj's determination to practice the process. So it is all a plan of the Lord. How do we know this? Because at the start of this chapter, when the demigods complained that, oh, Dhruva Maharaj's austerities are suffocating us, please Lord save us. So Lord said, okay, I know what to do, I'll go and see him. So the verse says, the Lord, Dhruva Maharaj is addressed as Britya Dhridikshaya. Lord wanted to see his servant. So far the Lord has not interacted with Dhruva Maharaj. So how is the question of him becoming his servant? It's a prince who is asking for a great kingdom and revenge. So where is the question of servant? That means there was a previous connection, which is confirmed by Jiva Goswami. So modern form of protest is, you know, gathering strikes and marching, which you are seeing practically all over the world today. But Dhruva Maharaj's style of protest was something very internal. And we could see that its power is more than those of so-called modern peaceful protests. So one thing we can derive from this is purity is the force. As much as we want to see change in this world, the most effective way will be to start from within. And we think, how will it matter? How many people can I personally change? But the universe carries those vibrations of someone's individual purity. That's the example of all our acharyas practically. Prabhupada and each of our previous acharyas. So rather than, we should also plan for systematic and systemic means of development. But the most effective and the Bhagavat way of change is to first change ourselves, purify ourselves. That is what is happening with Dhruva Maharaj in this case. So, when Lord appeared to Dhruva Maharaj, he was meditating and suddenly his meditation broke. And then the same person he was seeing in his meditation was now before him. So the verse very beautifully says that the object of his meditation became the object of his vision. And he could confirm that he is Vishnu, because I was meditating on the same form and now he's here before me. So the Lord saw that this little boy is sincere and he has been my servant and he is seeking to offer prayers. But in the current situation, body, circumstances, he is not able to do that. So the Lord then touched his conch to Dhruva Maharaj's head. That conch is referred to as Brahmamaya, which means permeated with Brahma. So what happens is, after being touched by that, whatever Dhruva Maharaj spoke resonated in line with the Vedic conclusions. So that's the power of initiation, mercy of the Lord. The whole pastime here is to appreciate and understand that the mercy factor of the Lord is what will create the change in our lives. And then Dhruva Maharaj offers wonderful prayers, we all know, we have studied. He glorifies the Lord, then he presents his own fallen position. He glorifies the Lord as the most famous verses, as the enlivener of one's senses, as the only shelter. And then he talks of people who worship Krishna wrongly. He says, oh, there are some artharthi, jigyasu, jnani bhaktas. So he's talking about them, but he knows he's also one of them. technically speaking, not from pure devotional point of view. And he says that people who are ignorant and foolish, they worship you for material desires. So as soon as he saw the Lord, that awareness rose in him of so far what I did was wrong. My previous aspirations were not correct. So he had, as Prabhupada says in this verse, even though when for although in pure devotional service, even though his desire was fulfilled, so it means that Dhruva Maharaj's desire was fulfilled, but it means his capital H, Lord's desire was not yet fulfilled. Therefore, Dhruva Maharaj was displeased and repented. So that is something which is mentioned here. And then Dhruva Maharaj seeks, he actually corrects himself that, sorry, I prayed for material material things. What I should actually be praying for is shelter at your lotus feet and protection from material desires, which are obstacles to bhakti. So he's now making a U-turn. And Shikshastra Kambhu recently gave a Prerna class. I have not heard it, but I like the title. God allows U-turns. So he first prayed and worshipped for material desires, and now he's, after the darshan of the Lord, he's saying that, sorry, I made a mistake. These material desires which exactly I aspired and worshipped you for are actually obstacles in devotional service. They are not the reward. So you see, the same aspiration is changing from the highest to the most abominable. Goals are changing to obstacles. Can there be a more starker paradigm shift? So this is the beauty and the greatness of the mercy of the Lord, or coming in touch with the Lord. So why does Dhruva Maharaj experience this? He himself, in his prayers, he opens his heart and we can see everything there. He says that so far, this is in verse 13 of this verse chapter, he says that so far I had experienced only material forms, mountains, aquatics, humans, demigods. This form of yours was not in my database at all. So this is something new I'm experiencing, a new tattva. So you know, when people apply for jobs, they are asked, what is your short-term and long-term goals? So the placement or the selection committee does that with the intent of actually seeing through your motivation. Do you know what is realistic? Because many times, after a few years, our long-term goals themselves change. I know my friends who started with technical professions are now journalists. So it's difficult to say. Unless, because the fact is, it might also be seen as fickle-minded. A person who's changing his opinions, his aspirations. Is Dhruva Maharaj fickle-minded? Fickle-minded in this world is portrayed as a negative trait, but actually, if you think about it, fickle-mindedness is a positive, more mature trait. How? Because as you live life, as you gather more experiences, your database is getting updated. So why should you not update your decisions? Reasonable, right? So somebody who has not experienced hostel life, for example, he would not even think of living away from his parents to start with. But then after experiencing, so hopefully the joys of hostel life, then he gets a confidence of being able to stay away from his parents. That's no longer an obstacle or a challenge for him. So how did that paradigm change? Because he went through an experience which gave him newer aspirations and newer opinions. Same with Dhruva Maharaj here. So here we'll briefly discuss about what is reason and what is belief. Reason is what we generally associate with science, but it is not true. Reason exists both in science and in spirituality. Reasons means the fixed tenets which do not change. Even if somebody's view about the world will change, the sun will always rise from the east. That is reason or a fact. The grass will always be green. But belief is personal. I can believe in one form of God, and somebody from halfway across the world can believe in another form of the Lord. In a free society, everyone is allowed to have their own beliefs, and that's called freedom of religion or freedom of expression. So, belief everyone can have their individual, and it's not necessarily conflicting. But facts are common. So, what happened here is a very simple example. Sometimes we are here at Govardhan Eco Village. We sometimes get questioned. You call it a village, but you're having such luxurious rooms, such nice facilities, and it's more than a city comfort. So there's a reason behind that. So the reason behind that is, as Maharaj has explained over and over again, that for somebody from a city background to come and appreciate nature abruptly is not easy. We have to first make them comfortable in a new setting. They are away from the comforts of the city. And we acknowledge that city life, that village life is physically inconvenient. We are more exposed to elements. There's more physical endurance required. So you are bringing a person, this is from the point of heart transformation. You are bringing a person from a very comfortable environment into a harsher environment. And how do we expect him to make resolutions and, make commitment to something higher? First, we have to give them a comfort zone. And then when they step out of their comfortable rooms, go out in the fields, do a little bit of rice plantation, they automatically appreciate, oh, this is a good thing. Why? Because they wouldn't have done it if we would have directly put them in a hut. There needs to be a platform for them to first come and experience village life with the comforts they are accustomed to, and then slowly, hopefully, they will take steps to move towards real simple living. Prabhupada used to give this example of a follower of Gandhi, you all know. He gave up his prestigious job, and that was so abrupt that he died, right? So, yeah. So, unless this is exactly what is happening in Dhruva Maharaj's case also. If a ship has to explore newer territories, it has to leave the comfort of the shore. If we think that this is a little different, but in continuance with this, sometimes we have the fear of venturing into the unknown, of trying something risky, of making commitments for the unknown. So we should realize that if we have aspirations to achieve newer regions of either it could be realizations or a way of living, we have to leave our comfortable shore. Both cannot be had together. So only after Dhruva Maharaj left his royal palace, it might not be for the best reason in the world, but being there in Madhuvan, after undergoing that tapa, the archana, the yoga, that put him in a position where he could see something beyond which he could not have experienced if he would have been a regular prince. So the beauty of the journey is that it's only halfway that you realize that it is, worth the risk. At the starting point, we may not appreciate, and as we discussed, as we take in more and more experiences, our aspirations and opinions may change. So ध्रुव महाराज रिग्रेट इज नॉट अ फेलियर, इट इज एक्चुअली द सक्सेस ऑफ द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति. द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति प्योरिफाइड ध्रुव महाराज हार्ट सो दैट ही कुड नाउ थिंक ऑफ हिज मेटीरियल एस्पिरेशंस, थिंक ऑफ हिज प्रीवियस मेटीरियल एस्पिरेशंस एज इनसिग्निफिकेंट. ध्रुव महाराज ऑफकोर्स इज अ केस ऑफ कृपा सिद्ध, बट वी नो द जनरल वर्स विच अप्लाइज टू साधक भक्तास इज अकाम सर्व कामोवा मोक्ष काम उदारधि तीव्रे न भक्ति योगे न यजेत पुरुषम परम. सो दैट मीन्स वट एवर आर योर करंट एस्पिरेशंस जस्ट स्टार्ट भक्ति. वाई इज कृष्णा रिकमेंडिंग दिस? बिकॉज ही इज सुपर कॉन्फिडेंट ऑफ द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति. एट वंस हैविंग कम हाफ वे, हैविंग एक्सपीरियंस द टेस्ट ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस, द वर्शिपर इज श्योर टू चेंज हिज एस्पिरेशंस. ही गिव अप हिज मटेरियल डिजायर्स, ही गिव अप हिज डिजायर फॉर लिबरेशन. अदरवाइज फॉर द कर्मी मुक्ति और भक्ति विल नेवर मेक सेंस फ्रॉम देयर स्टैंड पॉइंट. समबडी टोल्ड मी दिस एग्जाम्पल एंड इट वॉज ब्यूटिफुल वे टू अंडरस्टैंड. इट्स लाइक टू पीपल आर स्टैंडिंग ऑन टू एंड्स ऑफ अ सर्क्यूलर बिल्डिंग एंड देर इज सीनरी ऑल अराउंड, देयर बिल्डिंग्स, देयर आर ट्रीज. सो इफ दे कम्युनिकेट ऑन फोन दे आस्क ईच अदर वॉट आर यू सीइंग. सो वॉट द टू सी विल बी वेरी डिफरेंट. सो वन इफ इफ वन इज अ मटेरियलिस्ट एंड द अदर इज अ डिवोटी हु इज ट्राइंग टू प्रीच. सो वेन यू फर्स्ट ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड द पर्स्पेक्टिव ऑफ द कर्मी, अ फ्रूटिव वर्कर, फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटी मेक्स 100% सेंस फॉर देम. वाई शुड आई नॉट डू समथिंग विच डजेंट गिव मी फ्रूट? वॉट्स इन इट फॉर मी? दैट्स द मंत्र. एंड वाई इज इट रॉन्ग? इट्स परफेक्ट. बट बाय योर फ्रेंडशिप, बाय योर इंस्पिरेशन, इफ द पर्सन जस्ट टेक्स वन स्टेप टूवर्ड्स यू इन दैट राउंड बिल्डिंग फ्रॉम आउट, सो हिज व्यू चेंजेस. Then you ask him, do you see a tree? First he would have said no. Now he said, yeah, 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 I see a new tree. So what are we doing by preaching? We are slowly, steadily changing the perspectives of our audience. It may not be possible directly because we are at two different points. A karmi and a yogi, they are living diametrically opposite points. Ya nisha sarva bhutanam. So the way to get one to agree with the other is to make them start the journey. Once they have experienced that relish, that taste, they will be impelled to take further steps. So it's a very personal process. Although Krishna and our Guru love us totally, they cannot handhold us in terms of our realization and our faith. That is a very individual journey we have to take. Even in the 10th canto, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they write that we have to verify again and again that is it faith I have or is it a semblance of faith? So it's a very pointed argument that it's a continuous process of deepening our faith and aspiration. And Krishna himself says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati. So is it contradictory? How will someone know Krishna if he becomes a devotee? How will we become a devotee first and then know Krishna? So Bhaktya mam abhijanati basically means that once somebody has accepted devotional service, accepted Krishna as his worshipable Lord, then they can try to begin to understand Krishna. So everywhere it's the same theme. Start the process. Participate in it, get realizations, get the relish, and then you see newer and newer truths of life, which were otherwise previously invisible to you. So Brahmaji also prays that how can somebody have this paradigm shift, this change of mentality? In Bhagavad Gita, there is this yoga ladder which talks about how a jiva moves from animalistic life to karma kanda to karma yoga to being nishkama and then sakama and then bhakti. So what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes or some other acharya, that in Kali Yuga this yoga ladder is not really, you know, a straightforward path. It doesn't happen this way. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that. Because you can't expect a person to naturally and gradually go up this ladder. It used to be applicable in the previous times, but Kali Yuga is a very twisted and topsy-turvy world. So here, what is the only hope? Krishna's mercy and a devotee's touch. So when a devotee decides to give bhakti to someone, that breaks through the thick shell of karma of the jiva. So irrespective of where he is on the yoga ladder, they get a chance to come immediately to the bhakti platform. This comes forth in Brahma's prayer to Lord in 10th canto. अथापि ते देवपदाम्बुजं द्वया प्रसादलेशानुग्रहीत एव हि जानाति तत्त्वं भगवन्महिम्नो न चान्ये कोऽपि चिरं विचिन्वम्. ब्रह्माजी इज सेइंग दैट इफ वन इज फेवर्ड बाय इवन अ स्लाइट ट्रेस ऑफ द मर्सी ऑफ योर लोटस फीट, ही कैन अंडरस्टैंड द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ योर पर्सनैलिटी. बट दोज हू स्पेक्युलेट टू अंडरस्टैंड द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड आर अनेबल टू नो यू, even though they continue to study Vedas for many years. So the path of bhakti, which can give us the supreme realization, it is dependent on favor of the Lord. It is not dependent on our efforts, on our greatness. So many a times, even after coming to devotional circles, we estimate the advancement of devotees in terms of their achievements. But we have not come here to achieve. It's good to contribute to the society. Nothing, not taking away anything from that. But bhakti is not an arena of achievements. Bhakti is an arena where we come to experience mercy. One who gets mercy will get the supreme goal. And otherwise. So that is why we hold Vrindavan in our highest worshipable regard. And Vrindavan is nothing but the forest of grace. So again and again, that element of favor, mercy, grace, that is a continuous theme in bhakti. So this is what is happening in Dhruva Maharaj's life. He was undergoing his regular journey as a jiva. Lord gave darshan, which is the Lord's mercy. And then his life changed. So by our efforts to overcome material desires, in my experience, is very difficult. But if we are favored by the Lord, then mukham karoti vachalam. And other yogis, mystics may falsely think themselves to be great and, you know, sense control or mystics, but they have not seen what the higher realms of bhakti can offer. They don't have a glimpse of that. So if you want the highest, the path is bhakti. And within bhakti, the magic trick is favor of the Lord. It is not the magic trick, it is the only way. So, a very embarrassing situation arises for Dhruva Maharaj. After having Lord's darshan, the Lord tells him, okay, Dhruva Maharaj, you have worshipped me very nicely. I'll fulfill all your material desires. And then he goes on to narrate what all he will get. So, you know, that is very painful because now he's a changed person. He doesn't have that revengeful attitude anymore. He doesn't have that material aspiration anymore. And then the Lord is explaining him in detail. You will get a planet which is the highest. It survives even after the dissolution. You will rule the whole kingdom for rule the whole planet Earth for 36,000 years with senses which will be ever strong. And Dhruva Maharaj is thinking, this is not what I want now. So you understand his precarious position. He's a changed person, therefore his aspirations and goals have changed. But the Lord is I don't know what adjective to use. The Lord is being very particular and calculative. That because you previously harbored these desires, now take it. So, Vidura sees this as, wow, he achieved so much. But Dhruva Maharaj is seeing this as a delay in his union with the Lord. 36,000 years rule, superb. Dhruva Maharaj is saying, 36,000 years I'll be delayed in going and staying with the Lord. Why did I even desire this? So, every action has consequences. It could be in state law, or it could be in the realm of bhakti. If we have wrong, if for whatever reasons we have less than perfect actions and aspirations, nothing right or wrong, I'm not here to judge anyone, but point is, for anything less than the ideal, there will be consequences. Lord is merciful, he allows U-turns, but you are being delayed. And delay also entails risks. Like Google Map, if we put a direction and take a right to reach a destination, one wrong turn we take, the map says it is recalibrating and gives you a new path. So that's the nature of the Lord. Fine. If not this, then do this. But you are wasting your time in the traffic and in the wrong lanes. Do you want to do that? So Prabhupada says that Dhruva Maharaj was cognizant of the defective nature of his own devotional service. So first step is self-realization, is to even understand our lackings. So Dhruva Maharaj is repentant. It doesn't in any way show anything less about him. It only shines more glories on his supreme character. Only when we understand our weaknesses, our frailties. You know, last night we were discussing, it's so wrong to accept that we are wrong in anything or any form. We generally tend to give ourselves full scores in everything we do. And we think the other person's perception is wrong. We judge ourselves on our intention and others on their action. Whereas it should be the other way around. So, Prabhupada writes, if one has material, sorry, not Prabhupada, one speaker who was saying, he says, if one has material desires, as a preacher, when we go out, we cannot expect to meet people who are free from material desires, right? They agree and accept, like Dhruva Maharaj, we have material desires, so what do you do? Yeah, our process is the same. Worship Krishna. But as soon as, after practicing for some time, as we discussed, after getting an experience, as soon as they realize their mistake, that it is not right to ask for something perishable, it is not right to do business with the Lord, as soon as they realize that, as a preacher, you should notice, oh, they have come to a level where they are realizing material aspirations are not great. So you should tell them to give it up. You realize it's not right, so don't harbor those anymore. That's how we can guide, because that's how the journey is. It's a step-by-step journey. So the good thing about Dhruva Maharaj was that Maitreya Muni says he was sat sankalpa. He had good intention in his heart. And that combined with the nature of the Lord. He's Brita Anurakta. He's very, very favorably disposed towards his devotees. So if we are sincere, that combined with the favorable nature of the Lord, that is a winning combination. So it is not by our own strength that we'll achieve Krishna's mercy and his lotus feet. We just have to maintain our sincerity. That's only as much as our acharyas are asking from us. Rest will be taken care of Krishna's favorable disposition. In fact, if we see just a side point, Dhruva Maharaj was mistreated by his mother. Therefore, he's having such a reaction. But अदर लिसनर्स ऑफ भागवतम लाइक परीक्षित महाराज लाइक विदुरा दे हैड ऑल्सो पर्सनली बीन मिसट्रीटेड परीक्षित महाराज बाय श्रृंगी विदुरा बाय दुर्योधना एंड नाउ दे वर लिसनिंग टू भागवतम द मैसेज ऑफ भागवतम सो वेन दे आर हियरिंग ऑफ ध्रुव महाराज स्टोरी दे कैन कनेक्ट टू हिज सिचुएशन वेरी वेल हाउ डज इट फील वेन यू आर हर्ट एट हार्ट वेन यू आर पियर्स्ड बाय शार्प एरोज और इनजस्टिस So, they were, when we listen to someone and we can have empathy with them, that connects more and we can place ourselves in that character's position even more. So, Lord's Darshan elevated Dhruva Maharaj to Vasudev platform. And Vasudev platform, there is no material contamination. So, therefore, this change of heart of Dhruva Maharaj. And this beautiful verse from Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, which summarizes this situation of Dhruva Maharaj is Sthana Abhilashi Tapasi Stitoham Tvam Praptavan Devam Munitra Guhyam Kachan Vichinvan Api Divya Ratnam Swami Kritarthos Minvaram Nayache. So Dhruva Maharaj is saying, I was worshipping you for a very opulent material position, performing all kinds of penance and austerity. Now that I have gotten you, I realized that I was searching for a piece of glass, but I have now found a most valuable jewel. Therefore, I am so satisfied that I do not wish to ask any benediction from you. So this, after the whole conclusion is, Dhruva Maharaj comes to the point of Anyabhilashita Shunya. So we have accepted bhakti without carefully considering the definitions of it. So from time to time we have to revise. And I've committed to a path where pure devotion is defined like this. The status of a Kanishta Bhakta is this. If we don't progress to, Gaurang Prabhu says this often, if we don't progress to the level of Madhyama, which means this exactly. If we don't get newer experiences and transcendental realizations, it will be difficult to continue in that position. We cannot think that, at least if I don't put in effort and I'm sincere, at least I'll maintain that level. Doesn't happen in bhakti. With time, we are expected to rise to the level of a madhyamadhikari so that we are capable and we have enough taste to then take on the challenges for the journey ahead. So that is exactly how it is. As we come ahead in our journey, we should have more transcendental and sweeter experiences which give us the strength to perform bhakti in future. So the four stages that we see from this episode is, remember the Lord. If we have harbored wrong desires, then we should regret, repent, and not repeat. These are the four R's. Remember, regret, repent, and not repeat. So if we continue in this loop, we'll progress towards pure devotional service. Srila Prabhupada writes, in one purport, he gives like a personal message to his disciples and the members of his society in context of this pastime. So everyone of us who is engaged in devotional service in Krishna consciousness should be completely free from all material aspirations. Otherwise, we will have to lament like Dhruva Maharaj. So Prabhupada is saying, we may feel that we are not ready for it, but that doesn't save us from future regret. More material desires we harbor, greater regret we'll carry in our lives. So these were some thoughts on the episode of Dhruva Maharaj. Today being also a very holy day of disappearance of Acharyas, Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we could just take a few minutes to talk about Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. I mean, you all are aware of his life and teachings, but just for our meditation and inspiration, we could again discuss this. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, we know, came from a very affluent background. His parents were the zamindars appointed by the Nawab, who used to collect taxes of the entire district of Saptagram and give it to the Nawab. So here in one biography it is written that they used to collect. The Nawab had actually leased out those districts to these brothers for 12 lakhs a year in 1580, 1550. So you can do the indexation of what 12 lakhs is. They used to collect 20 lakhs. So that difference is what was their earning. That was a lot of money. So he came from a very affluent background. He was, in his childhood, their family guru was Balaram Acharya. He took care of the little Raghunath and he introduced Raghunath to Haridas Thakur. And at the age of 15, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting Shantipur after taking sannyas. So, Lord Chaitanya's movement was at its peak. Lord Chaitanya had just taken sannyas and he was ready to, spread the teachings and travel south. So, just at that time, he saw Lord Chaitanya and he was completely charmed by his beauty, by his message, by his personality. So that created a permanent impression on little Raghunath's heart. So much so that we know this episode that, Raghunath used to run from home and he met Mahaprabhu on Mahaprabhu's way to Vrindavan. So we'll just see a few verses here. So Lord told Raghunath, "Sthira haya ghare yao na ho vatul, krame krame paaye lok bhava sindhu kul." Be patient. You want to renounce the world? It's okay. I understand your enthusiasm. Don't be a crazy fellow. That's Lord's first instruction to the best of the renunciates who's going to be in future. You have that spark in you, but this is not the right time and situation to fan it. Go back home. You will be able to cross the ocean of material existence. And Lord is telling him, Raghunath Das Goswami, who is the symbol of renunciation. Next he tells, "Markata vairagya na kare loka dekhana, yatha yogya vishaya bhunja anasakta haya." You should not make yourself a show bottle devotee and become a false renunciate. So this is Mahaprabhu's first instructions to somebody he knows who will be an important associate and a member of his parampara to spread his teachings. So we can see the importance that Lord Chaitanya places on not being hypocrite. Don't be a show bottle devotee. If you try to do something abruptly, giving up your home and immediately joining, as Mahaprabhu felt it was inappropriate, so he said, this is not the right way to do it. Don't show your bhakti. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur uses the term as dharma dhvajis. Some people who are too eager to adopt the symbols of religion for impressing the world, for personal gain. This is not what Mahaprabhu's mood of renunciation is. "Antare nishtha kare bahya loka vyavahar, achirat Krishna tumaye karibe udhar." Within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful, but externally, you may behave like an ordinary man. Thus, Krishna will soon be very pleased and deliver you from the clutches of Maya. So, is Mahaprabhu advocating hypocrisy here? Have something and show something? No, he's providing a strategy, which is for a very limited time frame, for a very specific person, and as an exception. So, we can get the spirit of this message that it is more important to cultivate a spirit of devotion in the heart than trying to make a show of it. "Vrindavan dekhi yabe asiva nila chale, tabe tumi aama paasa asiha kona chale." You may see me at Puri. So that's what Raghunath Das Goswami finally did when he escaped on the pretext of following his guru Yadunandan Acharya. He slipped and walked to Puri. because he knew that his family members will send guards behind him, for the first day he walked in the opposite direction, so that just to, you know, dodge them. And then for 12 days he walked to see Mahaprabhu, and out of those 12 days he had food on only 3 days. Then Lord says, Sa chale se kale Krishna sfurabe tomar Krishna kripa yara tare ke rakite para. What kind of means you will have to use at that time will be revealed by Krishna. What trick to do, that Krishna will reveal. If one has Krishna's mercy, no one can check him. So this was Lord's message to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And we know that Lord also instructed him with our cardinal Vaishnava principles of Gramya Katha Na Shunibe, Gramya Varta Na Karibe, Bhalo Na Khabe Aur Bhalo Na Paabe. So we can meditate on these teachings today. And this is also a meaning of Acharya actually. You know, like the story of Dhruva Maharaj. We start with a certain set of aspirations and character, but as we progress, that is expected to change. So when we are expected to have a progressive faith and progressive worldview, whom do we follow? We have material desires and we don't have that immediate path. So we are willing to have follow the path of desirelessness or cultivate no material desires, but right now we are not strong enough to, you know, start implementing it from day one. So how do we do it? That's where scriptures recommend Mahajana Yena Gata Supanda. It is very similar, I was just thinking, to driving at night, if you all have an experience. At night, especially on the highways here, there are no street lights and it's completely dark and you don't know where the divider is, where the road ends on either sides. And to add on top of it to the complication, the cars coming from the other side, they just flash their full strength beams onto your eyes. So in that darkness, and if it's raining, which is the nature of today's Kali Yuga, distraction is the way of life today. How do you drive? So Mahajan is like a big bus in the front. Because Prabhu can relate to it, we have driven together many times. So bus or a trunk, they have a big radium, or the bus sometimes has a full body square radium. And it is ahead of you, 100 meters. And you know, if that bus is crossed, that means the road there is there and there are no potholes and it is safe. So if that person has survived, I can just blindly follow that radium. That's what you do. And Krishna also saves you. It is risky actually. So that is the role of Mahajans. When we don't have personal strength, we have to look up to these role models, Acharya, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and our Guru Parampara, to see that they have tread this path, they have survived, and they are attaining the benefits of pure devotional service, so let me follow in their path. So with these thoughts, I would like to conclude. Any comments or questions? We have mature devotees here, but I was audacious to speak so much. That was a service. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. I just had one interaction. One person I met, he was asking me, he has a lot of loan, and if I take to Krishna consciousness, will I be relieved of that loan and all that? So it was a sudden question, so I... So I didn't know what to say, like yes or no. Like we know that, you know, if Krishna wants, he can become king of a planet, so, so like Dhruva Maharaj. But then, you know, he may ask that, oh, I chanted Krishna's names, but see, I am still repaying, like, you know, I'm still in debt, something like that. So what I gave him one reply, but I don't know whether that does the best justice to the question. I told him that you won't regret serving Krishna, like, you know, or if you don't, and on the other hand, I don't know whether your loan will be repaid or not, but, you know, if you don't serve Krishna, you will regret. So I don't know. After that, I was not in contact with that person. So is that a proper way of preaching, or what do you think could be the better answer to this?
Like, in my previous class also, I told, you are my database of Shastric understanding, and you embarrass me by asking. But I think it's the best reply, that if you don't worship Krishna, that will be your biggest regret, irrespective of what else you do. So it might be quick to entice newcomers with material rewards, that bhakti may give you freedom from distress. It is kleshagni. It is moksha lagutakrit. And Krishna does fulfill desires. But that is not the best motivation to give to newcomers. You know, because it'll make their lives difficult when they don't get it. If Krishna has another plan for them, we are coming in the way. So best is, as your reply is, this is something which has to be done primarily. Everything else you should try to adjust to this. How do I adjust my loan? And these are real world problems. We cannot belittle it. Economic, financial difficulty is a real world problem. We cannot say, perform bhakti and you will be relieved. So we have to hold both views together. On one hand, we should have the standard ideals of Bhagavatam, and in the other hand, we should have the real practical life, real life understanding, that we cannot just wash away somebody's difficulty by saying tall verses. It doesn't work. If you, we can advise somebody or ask them to renounce something only if we are in a position to support them through it. So what I think, if the case is genuine, the community of devotees could, as a group, support such people. That's why we have Yamuna Kinara. So, but yeah, we have heard that when somebody is either too much in, either too poor or too rich, that's not a very suitable platform to perform bhakti. So it is definitely always a tricky situation. But yeah, your reply was the perfect one. If you don't practice Krishna consciousness, that will be your biggest regret. Yeah. Thank you.
Pooji, as you said that Krishna fulfilled the desires of Dhruva Maharaj, though he had already changed his aspirations. And we see that every saint has a past. So we also had and also have maybe abominable, ugly desires. So in the course of devotional service, will come as fulfillment or the obstacle, or how to deal with it? Or everybody has to face it, or how to, and once it comes, how to face it?
Dhruva Maharaj's case was, Lord personally had a plan for him. He wanted Dhruva Maharaj to go through this. So whatever Dhruva Maharaj did in response to avoiding material rewards, it was too little, too late. He was going to get it. He was on the track for it. But as you say, for us, as we perform devotional service and as we realize, we had a discussion with Gauranga Priyaprabhu once, when, is it right that Dhruva Maharaj is repenting? Because the modern Western thought does not appreciate or encourage repentance or regret. They portray regret and repentance as a negative emotion. Anything that diminishes your self-worth is bad. Throw it away. But that's not Vedic culture. Repentance is said to be here as a fire which purifies one. So the path that we are on is a path of, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, it's a path filled with thorns. Why? Because only those who are aspiring to get free from material desires, they will understand the pain of how difficult it is to rise above it. Easier said than done. So when somebody is actually trying and achieving step by step realization, it is a very painful journey. The most comfortable life is that of a karmi. Comfortable but miserable and without any direction. So it is not, what we are doing is difficult, but it's definitely worth it. We'll not regret at the end of it because we are walking the right path. If we do anything but this, we'll regret. That's like he said. So yeah, all of us are going through this real purification. Imagine a situation, if Krishna purifies you before time, you have no attraction to material objects. But you're not ready for it. You will feel so disgusted. You will feel like you want to commit suicide. In fact, that's the experience the jivas have who enter into the body of Mahavishnu upon dissolution. They are just there for a temporary time till the next creation takes place. So they are there with their subtle bodies because they still have desires, but they don't have a body. That's a ghost-like life. So they are in the body of Mahavishnu, which is like the highest goal, but they are feeling restless. I cannot fulfill my desires. So that is what will happen if Krishna purifies us before time. We'll not be attracted to things and we'll say, I want to be attracted to this thing, but you know. So realization before qualification is also not good. So let's go through this. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.